Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, welcome to a very special Father's Day podcast that we are offering in a series here at Behind the Steel Curtain. This is editor Dave Schofield coming at you this time to tell a little story, just share a little bit about my Father's Day Steelers different experiences that we're working on here. Don't know exactly what angle everything's going on because I'm recording this podcast before hearing what everyone else is talking about. I'm simply just going to talk about how my love for the Steelers and watching the Steelers and everything and the relationship that I've had with my father through that. It was really more just about football for a part of this story. But it all started with the Steelers. I remember as a kid, you know, growing up in Mountain Maryland, way out west, Deep Creek Lake area, that, you know, all our radio and TV stations were from Pittsburgh. And all we were just using an antenna for our TV. So we'd be watching on either KDKA is where we would generally be catching the Steelers. You know, we'd get our news from WTAE and everything else. But I remember that we would be going home after church, and I'd always look forward to going home and getting my Legos out and laying on the floor on the carpet and watching the Steelers while my dad would be sitting in his chair watching the game. But I went on then, of course, after playing football in high school, but I went on to do track in college. But one of the things that the reason I chose to go into the teaching profession is I wanted to coach. So I was a high school football coach for a while. And as I was moving my way up through those ranks, my dad would travel. I mean, it was 100 miles away where I was coaching, and he would still travel and watch my games when he could, and always wanted to see me coaching. And it was during that time that a friend of mine had season tickets to the Washington football team. It was the Redskins at the time, but now known as the Washington football team. A friend from college that had that. And in 2003, he actually asked me to take him to a game. It was in December. I remember it was the day that the U.S. caught Saddam Hussein, and it was icy. There was an ice storm. There was not many people going to the game. I had a truck at the time, and he asked me if I would go with him to the game because I had a truck and could get there easier. So I did. And then because of that, he offered me to buy one of the games from him. I honestly can't remember if it was the next year or the year after that. I know the first NFL game I went to with my father, it was a Sunday night game in Washington against the Philadelphia Eagles. The only problem is when I go back to look up the games, the Washington and Philadelphia played in Washington on Sunday night in back-to-back years in 2004, 2005. And I can't remember for sure which one it was, but I'm pretty sure it was actually the 04 game because I'm pretty sure it was one where Washington lost. But honestly, it didn't really matter. I was just going and spending time with my dad. And then that's something we started to do. I started to go to other games where I had opportunities to go to Washington because, I mean, I didn't want to go to the other place in Maryland, because, you know, Washington, their stadium's actually in Maryland in Landover. And because I was familiar and knew how to get to the game, I knew the best place to go, the best way to get there, everything else. That's why I started taking my dad, because my friend had shown me that. So, and that's always been a big deal with me, is kind of knowing what to do. So we went to several games. My friend actually eventually offered me to go in with him on his season tickets, which I took him up on, because it was my chance. He offered that to me in 2008 and I did it just so I could go to the game in Washington with the Steelers. And I went to that one. I actually went to that game with my sister, but I kept going to other games with my dad. And we just enjoyed going and watching the game and seeing specific players. We saw, I'm going to mix up the order that these happened, but I know we saw Drew Brees in their home opener one year when he was playing with the Saints. We saw Brett Favre play as a member of the Minnesota Vikings there. We actually were in attendance. This is before I did the season tickets, because it was 2007. But I was actually at the game that we didn't know at the time, that it was Sean Taylor's last interception for Washington, that it was against Arizona. And my dad and I were at that game. And we just going to games was part of what we would do. And I'm pretty sure the last game we went to, I think it was 2011, if I recall correctly, that's the when we went, because it was I remember they were at home in Washington. It was against the New York Jets. And then the next year we didn't go, and it was 2013. I said, Dad, I got tickets to another game. He says, great. I mean, and the last time we went was the best seats I ever had there in Washington, because we always sat in the upper deck and everything. And I actually, the last time we were there, I got seats in the second level. We were actually right in front of the scoreboard on the one end. It was a lot of fun. And he said to me when I got tickets, he's like, oh, are our seats in the same place? Are they close to the same place? I said, nah, they're probably about 300 miles away. Because for the first time, I was actually able to get tickets to go to Pittsburgh and watch a Steelers game. And that experience, my dad was ecstatic. He could not believe that I got tickets to a Steelers game. So we were going, and this was in 2013 when the Steelers faced the Detroit Lions. And it was the season where the Steelers started 0-4, then they won 2, then they lost 2. You didn't really know what they were doing. So we went to that Lions game, and I'd originally got two seats to the game that were the next to last row of the stadium. And I got them. I was so happy that I had those tickets. But then before I even told my dad I got them, I was looking around at a later date and realized that you could buy single seats. Well, I found in the lower deck that you could buy single seats that weren't side by side, but they were back to back. And I actually decided to buy those seats too. And then I asked my dad, do you want to sit side to side in the top? You want to sit front to back at the bottom? And then my sister and her husband took the other two seats. And so we were in the lower deck, and they were down there with us for pregame. We were in the closed end. So Megatron was right there. I mean, he was such a physical specimen right there in front of us. My dad couldn't get over it. It was a crazy game because the Lions had scored. I think all their points were scored in the second quarter. Yeah. Every point the Steelers won 37-27, but the Steelers jumped out 14-0 on two Antonio Brown touchdowns in the first quarter. I remember that. Then Calvin Johnson came back and had two touchdowns in the second quarter, and the Steelers, you know, they added a couple field goals, and the halftime score was 27-20. And then the Steelers had a field goal in the third quarter, but they put up two fourth quarter touchdowns. I won't ever forget it, that it was after Renegade. They played Renegade. That was my first Renegade in the stadium. And it was Will Allen that got an interception. And my dad and I just enjoyed that experience so much. We went back the next year. He said, get tickets. We'll go. But before even that, we ended up stumbling into, and my dad's like, it was such a great experience. I mean, we took the Gateway Clipper over. It was great that we actually got tickets then, you know, paid a little bit more for them and went the last game of the season where the Steelers, they had to win and a bunch of other things had to happen for them to make the playoffs. And we were there and they won. And then all those other things happened. And the only other thing that needed to happen for them to make the playoffs was for the Chiefs to beat the Chargers. And we listened to that game when the Chiefs sat everybody the whole way home. And by the time we got back to my parents' house, we got there just in time to see the Chargers win after the Chiefs blew it and Ryan suck up and all that stuff. But my dad and I kept going to games. It was something that we did. We went the next year we went and saw them play Tampa, sat in the exact same two seats. Unfortunately, that one didn't end as well. But then later that season, my wife and I went to the last game of the season, and then I had already had tickets to the playoffs. I was able to get them because at the time we bought them, no one thought the Steelers were going to make the playoffs. And they went on that really nice run to, you know, won four straight games to not just make the playoffs, but to host a playoff game. But we all might remember what happened where the Steelers had to call on a running back off the street in order to start in the playoffs. So the next year was when I got my season tickets, and my dad was the first person to go to me to a game with my season tickets. And it was the home opener that year. It was where they beat up pretty bad on the 49ers. It was Ryan Shazier had like 15 tackles. He was all over the place and then got a stinger and went out. We're like, oh, I hope he's, and then he missed the next several games. But it's something that is always important to me that my dad and I kind of bond over our various stuff with the Steelers. My parents still come to my house to watch the Super Bowl every year. I've shared an article in the past about what it meant to me the last time the Steelers were in the Super Bowl. My parents came to the house, but my mom had just learned how to walk again from where she lost the use of her legs due to an autoimmune disease and had to learn how to walk again, and walked into my house in order to watch the Super Bowl that year. But even the last year that I was going to games, my dad, because of getting older and moving around, just said, you know what? I think I'm done going to games. His last one was the playoff game in 2017. But then he took 2018 off. And then in 2019, he said to me, he's like, you know what? I've never been to a Monday Night Football game. Let's go. So we went to the Dolphins game, which ended up being a pretty fun game to be at. But with me, it's always been those experiences that I've been able to share with my dad. It's always something for us to talk about. Every time he comes to visit or I'm at his house to visit, our first conversation generally steers towards the Steelers. Of course, he's always asking what I think about with stuff with now writing for the website. But it's always been something, one of those things that we always know that we can share. And having those experiences, that first time going into Heinz Field with my dad, I mean, I had been to Heinz Field one time before, and that was in 2004 when my wife got me tickets for the day after Christmas. I had told that story before, where she got them for me for Christmas, and it was for the day after Christmas. But I hadn't been to Heinz Field since. So from 2004 to 2013. So that was a big deal to go and to experience that with my dad. He had been to Steelers games back in Three Rivers. In fact, my brother's been to game, you know, went to a game with him and everything. But it's just that special bonding thing about the Steelers. You know, a lot of the presents we give each other has to do with the Steelers and everything else. It kind of, it's just one of those things that when all else fails, you know that is a special bond that you have. So I'm so blessed to still have my father with me. And I appreciate all those moments that we've had when it comes to the Steelers, that it's things that I'll never forget it. And that's why it's also important for me to pass the same thing on to my kids. I've taken my daughter to two different preseason games now because that's what she likes to do. The kids generally don't watch football with me on TV because daddy's working and they can't really, they know that I have to focus so much on the game. And now I'm like, and I mean, occasionally my son will just come and just sit and not say a word. I know my second child, my son, he's excited to go to a game with me at some point, but we actually went to the last home Pittsburgh Penguins game before the season got shut down with COVID in 2020. And that was something that was that, you know, he likes the football, but he also likes the hockey. And I think he wanted to do something special that his sister hadn't done before. But now he's talking about it being his turn to spend some time with dad and the Steelers. So that's the Steelers will always be a part of my life when it comes to fatherhood, because both of my dad and our experiences we've had with the Steelers, even when my dad as a kid took me to practice at Frostburg State University, where Washington had their training camp because the Steelers were coming down for the day for a workout. And when the Steelers had some players that came to what I was younger, but eventually being my high school to play the faculty in basketball for a fundraiser. And I know Carnell Lake was one of the Steelers and taking us to that. And almost every opportunity we could do something Steelers, my dad grabbed a hold of that. And when I got older and I could take those opportunities to do something Steelers with him, that was really important. So it's always been about a love of football, but then it's really taken it to the next level with the love of the Steelers. So, if my dad ever listens to this, I want my dad to know, I love you, Dad. I love our love for the Steelers, and I can't wait to talk to you about the Steelers any chance I can. And for those of you that maybe you don't have that relationship with a family member where they share your love for the Steelers, anytime you can find something like that to bond over someone with family, it just makes it more special. So even if you don't have that with your own parents, maybe you can have that with another special family member. So that's my story. And make sure you are checking out all the coverage that we have here with both the Father's Day podcast and all our regular podcasts here at the Hunter Center.